Well, folks, welcome to another episode of Manhood in the Media Spotlight. It's a unique version of the Noble Man podcast. We just kind of look for articles and current events where we see manhood popping up as a critical feature, and we talk about them because we want to help churches disciple men to walk with Jesus and lead well. So this article popped up from World Opinions. Author is Nathaniel Blake, and the dateline is October 25th, 2023. Men and Marriage: Risk-Based Aversion to Marriage Isn't Just Wrong, It's Unmanly. And so I want to go to the very end of this and read the conclusion and then back up to cover some of the points that Nathaniel Blake made in this opinion piece. This is his final paragraph, a couple of sentences here. Men are not made to sit quietly, avoiding all the perils in this life, but to grow and brave them. Cowards will shrink from this, but men who want to live as men were meant to live, will welcome the dangers and the difficulties, as well as the joys and satisfactions of love and marriage. And so I wanted to go to the end and let that be our starting point, because the sad truth is that many in our culture, many secular folks are saying that marriage is just too dangerous. As a matter of fact, they cite a social media personality, H. Pearl Davis, on X, formerly known as Twitter. I don't know how long we have to keep saying that. And here's the brief statement: marriage is a terrible deal for men in 2023. Well, I guess marriage could be a terrible deal for men, for a guy who wanted to be completely autonomous and isolated and you know, do his own thing and live this this lonely life. But I go back to Genesis chapter 2. Adam was given the privilege by God to name all the animals, and they came by two, and he named them. And then Adam noticed that there was no companion for him. Everything else came two by two. Every other creature came two by two, but there was not a by two for Adam. There was not a companion, someone that was suited for him. And God, this is the first time where we see God notes that there's something missing in his creation. He said it's not good for man to be alone, and so he made a woman, a helper, a complementary being, suitable as a partner for Adam. And so it's God's original design here in the Garden of Eden, before sin came into the picture, that man should have companionship, that he should be completed by a wife. And that is his plan, as part of his desire to see us meet the cultural and creation mandate to fill the earth and subdue it, to propagate the earth, to fill the earth with children who are made in the image of God. And so while I understand that marriage is not every man will be married, as a matter of fact, I have a son right now who's following Paul's advice to not be married so that he could be involved in some kingdom service for a season. And it's not that he doesn't want to be married. He is choosing to remain single and to focus on that way so that he is available for a unique form of kingdom service. And so I expect that one day he will pursue marriage, and God would open that door for him. But right now he is choosing singleness, but he's not choosing it out of selfishness. He's choosing it, quite honestly, out of self-denial and choosing that this is what God has called me to at this point. But for most of us, God calls us to marriage. God calls us to a complete relationship. And I realize that you know, people are going to have different comments about this. There's different pain, there's different hurt with this whole idea of this is God's design. But what is patently wrong and challenging is when our culture says that marriage is not good for men, that you should avoid marriage, that you should avoid the risk of marriage. It's going to be financially challenging, it's going to be emotionally taxing, whatever our culture says, and whatever reasons our culture gives for men to not be married, don't pay attention to it. Because the truth is, as a matter of fact, go back and listen to our podcast interview with Nancy Piercy. Part of what she points out is that evangelical couples are, their marriages are more stable than any other couples that are surveyed. their marriages are happier than any other couples that are surveyed. They're more satisfied. They're in better places financially. Their domestic abuse is better. Their domestic abuse is lower than any other category of marriages. And so to be told that you want to avoid marriage because it's too risky is just a bad idea. I think the bigger risk for men is doing life alone. And so I would encourage you, when we think about Noble Warrior's effort to help churches disciple men, a big question is, what does it look like for your church to help men become marriageable? What does it look like for your church to invest in young men and prepare them to be thinking about, what does it look like for me to lead myself well, to be self-governing? And you could go back to another podcast that I just did, another spotlight on manhood in the media about letting children play outside. Young men need to be problem solvers. They need to be resourceful. They need to be resilient. They need to be courageous in the face of difficult circumstances. So how can we as church leaders create the environment where young men are growing up in a context where they're being prepared for marriage? And listen, I'm not saying that that's fully the church's responsibility. That really should be happening in the home as fathers invest in their kids and moms and dads show a healthy picture of marriage to their own children. And talk about this, the difficulties of, you know, how challenging it is to navigate that, but then also how beautiful it is to have a partner. You know, one of the things that I loved about this article, the critics are right that marriage is risky indeed. It is more than risky. It's a surety of suffering. There are, as one G.K. Chesterton character put, no prudent marriages. The end of a good marriage is one spouse mourning at the deathbed of the other. Those whose goal in life it is to avoid suffering should avoid marriage. Indeed, they should avoid love of any sort. Listen, think about that. That one line, the end of a good marriage is one spouse mourning at the deathbed of the other. Guys, I'm convinced that if we do marriage well, then it will be hard, but it will be incredibly joyful and rewarding, and it will represent Father God well in our community and our culture. And there will be people who are drawn to, if you do marriage well and you live a life of hospitality in your community, in your workplace, then there are going to be people who are seeking you out for wisdom about, tell me about how you do marriage. Tell me about what you've learned about marriage. And you don't get to not just tell about what's going on with your marriage. You get to tell about the source of the goodness in your marriage. And that's the grace of God that you have received and then can give away in your marriage. Grace should cover all of those difficult things that cause us the suffering in marriage. And so it is risky. Marriage is a risk. They're going to be hard times. But man, I got to tell you this, I'd rather take those hard times with Stacy by my side than to think that I had to do them by myself. And so, guys, that's what we need to look out for. Don't run away from marriage because you think it's going to be hard. Run to it because it's going to be holy and healthy and helpful and I believe happy for the most part. When you have someone to do life with, it's worth doing. So pursue marriage and help the young men in your church and community prepare to do marriage well. That's part of what it means for us to equip men to walk with Christ and lead well. God bless you, folks, and we'll look forward to having you next time on Manhood in the Media Spotlight on the Noble Man Podcast.